Sports Central. Baseball.
Championship series going on at the moment between the Melbourne Aces and the Brisbane Bandits out at the Melbourne Ballpark at Altona. Not the start the Aces wanted last night, but Ben Foster, who's the GM of the ABL's on the line now. G'day, Ben.
G'day, Kevin. How are you, mate?
Good. What'd you make of the first night of the championships?
Look, it was. I think you had it right there. It certainly stunned the Melbourne crowd, and a early home run from ex major leaguer Trent Olchin certainly put a quiet over the Melbourne crowd early last night, who were throwing their, no pun intended, throwing their ace on the mound last night. And so, look, it was a bit of a surprise. I think the bookmakers had the Aces as favourites. So. They'll be keen to bounce back tonight for sure.
Absolutely, and it goes to game three on Sunday if needed. If the Aces get up tonight.
Absolutely, and they'll be throwing, leaving nothing on the table. Obviously, we've got probably these two sides represent the vast majority of the Australian national team that's just about to head over to the World Classic in Japan. So certainly the best of the best, and the Aces under the national team manager John Deeble. They're going to be throwing everything at them tonight because there will be no tomorrow unless they win.
Yeah, and Deebs will be a very cranky bugger if they don't do something tonight.
Oh, look, we clash heads at the best of times. So I'll be steering well clear if the Aces don't get up this season.
No, wise move there, Ben. I would have thought. Hey, Ben, are you happy with the format of the series? The way it works out that because the Aces finished on top, they get the home ground advantage. The Bandits had the playoff to get to the grand final. Are you happy with the way that's all panned out?
Yeah, look, it does. It's always one that you have an opinion either way as to whether or not the week off is an advantage or a disadvantage. But certainly, we've run that format for the last 5 years now, and it's all I can say is that the home team has won all bar one of those. So I think at least the early running in the statistics show that the home team does have the advantage in playing at home. And so, well, certainly everyone who's out here tonight, and we're expecting a bumper crowd, is hoping, I think, the same thing. So,
Ben, the crowds have been good all around Australia. Is that a fair summation of how the season's panned out?
Look, it's been great. We've certainly hit all of our internal performance metrics and where we wanted to be. It was a big year of transition from us. We took 100% ownership of the league, bought out our former majority shareholder in Major League Baseball. So they're still a major backer of the league, but in a non-equity capacity now. And so we're very enthused by the first running of under 100% of our own steam. And look, I advised the board just last week that we're all happy with the interim results and very happy to go again. Go again for Mark II next year.
I would want to bring this up just as a sort of a like versus like type situation, but one of the criticisms of the A-League in the soccer has been the ability to bring through young Australian players and give them a shot at it. How have you felt about how, now that Major League Baseball's not involved in the ABL, that you've been able to address that as an issue?
Oh, look, I think that's one of our major success stories is, and certainly this year that was highlighted more than ever, is that as I said, that these two teams in the championship happen to represent a vast majority of those Australian players, but all throughout the league this year, we had a number of our younger stars. We had our under 23 side was just fresh off a silver medal in the World Championships just prior to the ABL season kicking off, and we saw all bar two of that under 23 squad playing in the ABL this year, and so the ability to get those players more game time, more exposure. And mix in the US imports and South American imports and Asian imports that we bring into the league. I think we've got the balance right, to be honest, and yep. And we've seen a lot of our guys progress and really make great strides.
What's happened with the Aces with the way the season's panned out at the back end of the season, where their imports, a few have had to go home for whatever reasons they are. The Japanese players obviously go back. Do you see teams, franchises having a different look at the structure of their lists heading towards the next season?
Yeah, and I guess the Aces this year were a little bit of an anomaly. They had a couple of their imports happened to be on it was more to do with their their immigration status. They were Venezuelans and had to get home and renew passports to get their visas back to play in the US. And so that was one that more the anomaly than the rule. And so it's unfortunate they lost a couple, but look, for the most part, you know, we've had a full contingent of the import players and internationals here, and they'll stick it out. And as I said, you know, the Aces are probably a little bit unlucky this year in that they've lost a couple. But look, I think the modelling is just about how we want it. Yeah.
And would you keep that rule, like tonight, for instance, an Australian pitcher has to start? Is that the sort of rules you want to keep in the competition?
Absolutely. I think striking that balance between, as you said before, developing some of our, you know, burgeoning Aussie talent is really important to us. But we also want to, I mean, we have the ability to showcase some really, truly international quality players that have been either played in the major leagues already or will soon see playing in the major leagues. And so to be able to showcase both of those elements is something that's important to us. And I think, yeah, as I said, we're hoping to strike a nice balance between that. So, but it'll always be important to us to have that core of our Australian players representing the majority of players on the ABL pitch.
Yeah, and the great thing is when you see young kids like young Dale, who I think has played this year for the Aces, who's only 16 or 17. So see those kids coming through is fantastic for the game as well.
Oh, absolutely. And these guys, you know, they're getting more used to what life in professional baseball is like. So, you know, whether or not Jared signs a contract with a US club in the next few months is remains to be seen, but he'll at least have been exposed to the level of play. He's faced current and former major leaguers already at 16, and so that's surely going to stand him in good stead. Absolutely.
Tonight, 6:30 game is underway, so a little under an hour. So hopefully some fireworks out there for the Melbourne Aces, and you'll get it into a game three, which is, I know, what you'd like, and certainly what the baseball public of Melbourne would like.
Absolutely, yeah. We're certainly looking to fireworks both on and off the field tonight. So anyone who's out there, there are still some tickets available, some limited seats available. So anyone who's in the area, we're out here at Altona and would love to see all the baseball fans in Victoria come out and urge on the Aces to a game three tomorrow, we hope.
Hey, Ben, you mentioned the World Classic. When does that start, and how do you expect us to go?
Oh, look, we're ranked top 10 in the world now, so the expectations are high, to be frank. You know, obviously, it's a very, very tough task, and you know, we've got world number one, Japan, and I think world number five, Cuba, in our pool, in our first round pool in Tokyo, and so it'll be tough for us, no doubt, to advance, because only two advance from every pool. So, having that been said, we've got probably as ready as any club within or any country within the tournament, because of our guys are coming straight off the back of the season. Those countries in the Northern Hemisphere, obviously, it's been winter, and most of those players, while they've been working out and training and preparing as best they can, they haven't had the benefit of a fully fledged competition. So we're hoping that stands us in good stead. And we head to, or the national team heads to Korea for some preliminary warm up games on the 25th of this month, and then we'll be straight across to Japan, and the tournament proper starts in I believe our first game on the 8th of March.
Beautiful. Good on you, Ben. Appreciate your time. Enjoy tonight.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks so much.
There you go. From the ABL, the general manager, Ben Foster, joining us. So the Aces take on the Bandits. Game two tonight. The Bandits won the first one 6-2. So Johnny Deeble and the Aces boys will be very keen to even that ledger and go to a game three on Sunday afternoon, which you'll obviously hear all about here on 1160 SEN. Should that eventuate? Let's hope it does.